All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In today's episode, we're going to be talking with another Microsoft partner, Modality Systems, and we're going to be discussing their analytics and reporting product. And we have another fellow MVP, Tom Arbuthnot, on the call with us here as a guest speaker. So, Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe some history about Modality?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show. I do listen to the show, so I appreciate being on with you guys. Like from a Modality history point of view, we're an SI / development / managed service house focused on Microsoft Collab. So that was OCS, Link, Skype, but now it's really mostly kind of 365-y cloudy space. About 150 employees worldwide, and dealing with anything from a couple of thousand seats to a couple of hundred thousand seats at the high end. Me personally, I've been in the space. I came through from Cisco side, so I used to do core manager IPT stuff, but then kind of got sucked into Exchange UM and then OCS and Link, and kind of came full Microsoft. So I've been in the Microsoft space for about, I think, 8 or 9 years now, worryingly. It's quite a long time.
That's awesome. So when you're talking about the cloudy stuff, I like how you use that word. So from a product perspective, from Modality, you guys did a lot of stuff, and as other vendors on the Skype for Business side of things, whether it's on-prem or now in the Skype for Business online in the cloud, maybe talk about a little bit about the products that you guys are doing on the cloud side as it pertains to Microsoft Teams, analytics and reporting, and then even some of the services that you guys provide too.
Yeah, sure. So I guess for a little bit of history, one of our main kind of stable products is diagnostics, which is quality information out of Skype for Business, so typically Skype for Business Server. So I know we've got a technical audience here, so that's pulling the CDR, QoE data into a SQL data warehouse, then in through Power BI Gateway to powerbi.com. So that was taking, we've got some big customers on that. Like the biggest is that big customer I mentioned, like above 200,000 seats, but 60,000, 70,000, we've got those kind of customers. So taking quality data and making sense of it, that scale was where we use SQL and Power BI. But in the cloud, what's interesting is we've gone kind of down a usage route with Teams. So yes, we want to do all that quality stuff for Teams, and there'll be a story around that in the future. It's kind of under NDA at the moment, but there'll be some stuff coming, other vendors too. But what we're doing is taking all the usage information out of Microsoft Graph and doing the same thing, putting it into SQL Azure, and then putting it into powerbi.com. So that's things like channels, chats, messages, likes, tabs, bots, all that kind of usage detail, so that we can understand how people are actually using Teams in the business.
That's awesome. Great, Tom. How would you characterize like the biggest problem your customers are facing, and how's Modality helping them overcome them?
Yeah, so in the Teams space specifically, like it's interesting. It's been adopted, kind of with all of our customers. I think there's one big customer I've got who's still like, we're not going down that route, but everybody else has a strategy to get there along some timeline. Most of them have started with collaboration. So they're not getting straight into like EVP SDN. It's like the Skype environment's still there, but they're doing collab, or they're doing collab and meetings. And they're trying to get their heads around, how do you help an organization, a big organization, take advantage of all the features that Teams has? Like, how do they understand Teams and channels? Like, how do they deal with lots and lots of Teams that don't have any use anymore? How do team owners get trained and take responsibility for kind of making the most of Teams? So we're seeing people, we've got customers with, I was in one yesterday, 12,000 active Teams users. Another one has 30,000 active Teams users. So there are big customers out there. But when you ask them what's the activity, they're kind of like, well, I don't know, they're active. Clearly people are seeing business value in it, but what's the business value, and how do we help the rest of the organization understand how they can use Teams kind of effectively?
Cool, thank you. And in terms of, you mentioned one of the products, but what's the solution architecture look like in terms of your product? Is it all cloud? Is it some on-prem? Is it a bit of both?
Yeah, so Teamwork Analytics is the main product. So that's the product on reporting on Teams usage, and it takes data from Graph into SQL. So we have a Windows process, like a scheduled, like a service that you can install on a Windows machine. So typically we put that on a VM in Azure, and then the data goes into SQL. Typically we put that into SQL in Azure because it's all cloud, and then Power BI Gateway, which also runs on a Windows VM, so we built on the same VM, sends the data to powerbi.com. What's nice is all of that can live on a customer's tenant. So with a lot of the customers we deal with, like, having their data is a big no-no, but they can 100% have it on their Azure, on their tenant. So GDPR and access and all that stuff is pretty easy. Interestingly, we're being pulled towards doing a hosted service as well. So where potentially we'll do it in Azure still, but we'll put it in a, a multi-tenanted Azure service. Smaller customers, like, kind of 1,000, 2,000 seat count, are like, well, can you just take this problem away from us? But like, we trust you with the data. It's in Azure, it's encrypted at rest, blah, blah, blah. So both is the answer. Kind of, we can have it in our Azure, or we can have it in their Azure.
Awesome.
And Tom, you were mentioning the data collection. You're using Graph and some of the APIs there, and then in PowerShell as well. So you're scraping all that data today from the Teams analytics side, and then pumping that up into Azure SQL, and then that's getting into Power BI. How are you guys carving that data on the Power BI side for your customers?
Yeah, so we have two full-time Power BI guys in our development team, and that's all they do all day, every day. So they've done it on the diagnostic side, now they're doing it on the usage side. And that's where I think we really come into our own, is because I like to kind of talk about us as a UC collab partner trying to solve a problem, not a reporting product house. So we're coming at it from a point of view of, you've got 50,000 users, how do we get them to X utilization on meetings? Like, you're trying to displace WebEx by November. How can I use this data to help you achieve your goal? Not, here's some reporting. So that's a big part of the puzzle. The other piece is, I haven't really mentioned this actually yet, is we have bots that tie into that data. So we use the bot framework, the same type of bots you'll see in Teams from other vendors, but we can trigger it off of that data. So we can look at, for example, like, if Teams don't have descriptions, we can ping the team owner and say, hi, notice you created a team, like, no description, it's best practice to do this. Or your team hasn't been used in 45 days, maybe consider archiving it. So we're trying to build a product that supports a result, not just reporting for reporting's sake.
That's pretty cool. And would that be kind of what differentiates you against the other players in this analytics space?
I think so. I mean, there's some good players out there, like in the usage space, like Swoop and Tigraph come up a fair bit. I guess two things differentiate us. One is we do quality and performance and usage, so we kind of have both sides covered. So we talk to the techies, the network guys, about packet loss, jitter, latency, making sense of that, and we talk to the business bit about usage. But really the bots and the driving a result are where I think we differentiate. Like, we're coming in to measurably improve your collaboration, not just sell you reporting. Like, that's not the point. The reporting's a tool to achieve the result.
That's good. Hey, Tom, if someone's interested in getting the product, what's the licensing model? Is it per user or per tenant?
Yeah, per user and per active Teams user. So, like, if you've got, 50,000 people, but only 20,000 are active on Teams, we only charge for the active users. We do a true up every so often. And in terms of getting hold of it, if you Google Modality Systems Teamwork Analytics, there's a page where you can put your details in to get a demo. We can spin that demo up on our tenant if you give us the Graph read rights, or more normally, you would spin up an Azure VM and Azure SQL, and we'll give you the installer to install it. But from an install point of view, the only thing you need to think about is you need an Office 365 Global Admin to give you the Graph read rights to get the data, because obviously we're pulling data right across the estate, every team, every channel.
Right. So they just need Global Admin to give consent for your application to use.
Yeah, that's it.
Not actually storing those global admin credentials, right?
No, good point, good clarification. Yeah, no, it's an authorization to create an Azure app that has read access. And the whole tooling is only read access, so we can't change or modify anything. And depending on who the customer is, we can change what we store as well. So some customers don't want to store like personally identifiable details, so we can not store, for example, UPNs, go to reporting to the department level or country level, or if you want every data, every message, we can pull to that level as well.
Nice. And the usage and the call quality, that's in the same product, is it?
So diagnostics is the call quality. So today that's only Skype for Business Server, right. And it's Skype for Business Online via PowerShell. There's a PowerShell way to pull Skype for Business Online. It's a bit hacky, being blunt with this audience. Like, you have to basically loop every user to get the Skype for Business Online CDR, and there's no access today to Teams quality information. The only option is CQD. If and when that changes, we'll have a product in that space. And Teamwork Analytics is the usage product. So two different products, but they kind of work synergistically.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I think you alluded to, it sounds like you have free trial licenses if someone wants to try it out.
Yeah. We usually give a month free trial to anybody that's interested in trying it out. And we'll support you remotely with kind of deployment and understanding it as well. Like, once you get this, typically, once you get this installed and you see the data, that's when it really comes to life. It's like, oh, I didn't realize we had this many teams. I didn't realize that 30% of them were inactive. I didn't realize that this department had created 90% of the teams. Like, it's crazy. Each customer we go into, there's not like a standard story for teams. Sometimes it's, you know, a particular region is really on fire with it. Sometimes it's a particular type of department or a particular type of user. We've done it a few times now, and I'm not seeing like a particular commonality even within, you know, one marketing company, another marketing company. It seems to be very personal to the organization.
Right. In terms of roadmap, and you obviously don't have to disclose it, that's highly guarded.
We're all friends here, right, guys?
Yeah. But you alluded to, you know, if the API support Teams call quality information, you'll probably go there. But any other messages you want to get out to the audience in terms of what's coming or how these?
Yeah, I'd love feedback from anybody on what direction they'd like. I mean, we're very transparent in terms of roadmap. So we have a tool that can pull graph information. So something that's probably coming I can talk about is Yammer reports. Like, we've been asked for two big customers who use Yammer and Teams to kind of do the same thing for Yammer. That's been done before out in the market. It's just the fact that now we could look at like who's using Yammer and not using Teams, or who's using Teams when maybe they should be using Yammer and vice versa. So that's fairly imminent. What I'm super interested about is looking at Exchange data. So we know we can get Exchange email and Exchange meetings. So potentially we can do clever things like understanding on that. So two customers I'm in at the moment are doing an aggressive WebEx to Teams. Like, I can go in and see who's still scheduling WebEx meetings. I can proactively target those people for surveys. Say, look, you've had Teams. Why are you still using WebEx? Like, how can I help you get across? How can I understand it? That's not there today. That's definitely technically possible. So interested in feedback from anybody listening or viewing on what they'd like to see next in that space.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds like a great direction for sure. Thanks, Tom.
No worries.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the key is the actionable insights. I mean, anytime you can provide insights that say, hey, you should be doing X, Y, Z with this data, you know, rather than just reporting on, you know, just kind of useless statistics that, you know.
Yeah. And that's where I have to give full credit to our dev team and our Power BI team. Like, because obviously we're a consultancy as well as a development house, as well as a managed service. The development team and the Power BI guys are very responsive. So if managed service are like, well, if only we had a report like this, you know, it's usually literally a matter of days. It's so cool when I see things on our internal Yammer, it'll be like somebody will be like, oh, if only we could do this type of team owners report. And the Power BI guys would be like, boom, done, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a testament to building on Power BI and SQL rather than doing anything proprietary. Like, we don't have to build a web interface or deal with, you know, kind of AD and security and all that kind of stuff. That's inherited from Microsoft. Mm. So we just focus full time on making the data and reports useful.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I definitely like the approach, and not just the reporting, but it's more additionally on like the user adoption and how to get you adopted into that platform, right? So I think that's really really cool, really big differentiator as well. But definitely appreciate your insights on this topic and having you come on and talk about the products and platform that Modality has. It was definitely a great session. So again, if anybody's listening in or watching and looking to get some more information, it's modalitysystems.com. You can sign up for a free demo. Tom is also on Twitter. Definitely always looking for feedback and stuff like that too. So you can definitely hit him up on Twitter as well.
Yeah, feel free. My DM's open on Twitter. LinkedIn is open. So if you don't want to go down the salesy marketing and filling the form route for any of this audience, just hit me directly and we can set some stuff up.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. And hopefully we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks, all.
Thanks, Tom.
Cheers.